This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on March 30th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together playing trivia. That's right. Monday night, the time is right for trivia. And we have a straggler question. This will be it. If you don't get it by the end of the night tonight, I reveal. And that is, statistics from 20 years ago shows that well over a million American children had this in common. What? All right, so that's my question. You've had a week to think about it now. If you don't like it, you can have your own category. Sky's the limit on that. Now, of course, we got bumper stumpers. We've got 11 of them. There is a theme. They have something in common, all of which are artists that you recognize. Doing songs you don't, of course. Therein lies the rub. But, yeah, not a one of them an unknown as far as that is. So nothing obscure about it. Well, except the songs I chose. So with that in mind, I always say, if you don't like any of my stuff, take your own category. Sky is the limit. I usually don't expect you to be quite this specific, but Marty and Whiting, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Raleigh.
How are you?
Pretty good. Can't complain.
All right. So you are being very specific here. It says you want the 2004 Red Sox baseball trivia, correct?
Yes.
And what a year it was for them, no doubt about that. So I'm not going to ask about the World Series or any of that. I just want to know, who was the oldest player to feature for the Red Sox in 2004?
Who was the oldest player to play for the Red Sox
yes,
in 2004?
Yes.
Okay. That's a good one.
Thank you. I worked hard for that. Yeah, because most of it was stuff you were going to know. You know about how they lost the first three games and swept the last four, and you know what their stats were and all that. So I wasn't going to ask you any of that.
Yeah, and I'm a diehard Red Sox fan. I've told you my age, early 60s. So I've been a Sox fan since 72. But gosh, let me think. Wow.
Yeah, and what can I?
You know what, Raleigh? I just cut right to the chase. I'm stuck. Yeah, I can't think.
Well, it's interesting. I looked at his age and I thought, well, that isn't so old. But then I added up the years and I said, well, yeah, I guess it is. Ellis Burke.
Ellis, I would have never guessed that.
Ellis Burke, born September 11th, 1964. Outfielder. Played Major League Baseball for 18 years, and 2004 was his last year.
Wow. Yep, I never would have guessed that, Raleigh.
Well, good. I worked hard for that. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh. Barry, who knows all things Beatles, is venturing out into charts. Hey, Barry, welcome back to WGN.
Hey, Raleigh.
All right.
How's it going?
Oh, I can't complain. We're doing This Week in 1975.
That's correct.
All right. Number one, Lady Marmalade.
I know that.
Yeah, and it's just one word, and it is female. She used to use...
Marmalade?
Who?
Marmalade, no.
No, no. She used to use both names. And she had a group, I'm trying to say, she had a group, the Bluebells.
LaBelle?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely right, LaBelle. Good deal.
No.
Number two, Loving You.
Minnie Riperton?
Absolutely. Number three, Philadelphia Freedom.
Elton John.
Number four, Express.
Huh.
It's hard.
Ohio? Yeah, I don't know.
BT Express. All right.
Okay.
Number six, You Are So Beautiful.
Joe Cocker?
Absolutely. We move right on from number six, I guess it is. You'll know this. No song.
Ringo Starr.
Of course. Number seven, Poetry Man.
Janis Ian?
No, Phoebe Snow.
Oh, Phoebe Snow, that's right.
That's right, that's all right. You just got to get the next three. And number eight, My Eyes Adored You.
Frankie Valli.
Yes. Number nine, Don't Call Us, We'll Call You.
Can I hear that?
The lead singer was Jerry Corbetta. They were a group from Colorado. Can't say that about too many songs, I don't think. And they had another big hit, Green Eyed Lady.
Green Eyed Lady, that's...
Yeah, you can do this. But as far as Don't Call Us, We'll Call You, one of my favorite songs, and it starts out, well, I'll let you hear how it starts out, and then we'll talk about it in a moment. Here we go. Well, what do you think?
I don't think the lady is one that I would know.
Okay.
The name and
Sugarloaf.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Sugarloaf. And it's interesting because a lot of people say the phone number they dial at the beginning of it is the A&R department for Columbia Records. The reality, no, it's just Columbia Records' main number in New York, which was 212-765-4321. All right, now, let's say, which you can hear on your touchtone panel anytime you want. Number eight, My Eyes Adored You.
Okay, Frankie Valli.
Right. Oh, I did it right. Okay, and number 10, 10, yeah. 10. You just, Have You Never Been Mellow?
Olivia Newton-John.
And we have a winner. Excellent.
All right.
Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So we'll add to your stash. God knows when you'll get anything. We were just talking about that tonight. I have no idea, but you will eventually. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So very good. Aces the top 10, and if you want to do that, you get to pick the week, the month, the year, whatever you want. And tonight I'm doing Billboard charts. Sometimes we do Cashbox charts. There isn't too much of a difference all the way around. So we will get back to it. Billy Bob in Bourbonnais wants advertising. Scott in Oaklawn's going to guess on our trivia question. Oh, good. And John in Covington wants all in the family trivia. Well, we can do that too. All right, I want to talk about one of my favorite subjects, the Sea Crane Company. And if you struggle with getting good reception at home, I'll tell you what, and this is a problem. A lot of people driving around in their car hearing all sorts of radios, they get to home and like nada. And for the most part, the Sea Crane radios are going to do better than anything else you could buy. That is absolutely true. But depending on where you live and the structure and all that, it still may not be what you want. Well, that's where internet radio is the solution. And, you know, I always say the one thing that Bob's radios have in common at the Sea Crane Company is just the best reception. And that's true for Wi-Fi radio as well. Reception, you say? Well, for one thing, if you've got a wireless access point or a Wi-Fi router in your home, you will find that some things connect well and some things maybe not so much. Well, with the CC Wi-Fi 3, connection is a breeze. And the audio is better than any smartphone in the world. You can listen listen to anything, my show. No static, nothing like that. Radio stations from all over the world, literally, and podcasts, and so much more. You don't sign up for an app. There's no microphone. There's nothing listening to you. Yeah, no ads on the screen, no monthly fee, and a full-size remote control. Superior reception, like I say, for a much greater distance from your Wi-Fi router. And ease of use. This is a big thing for me. And I plunk one right on John, who screens your calls right on his desk. And he's not much for connecting things. And I'll tell you what, he can do this. It's a breeze. Connects easily. But if for some reason you don't remember, they've got the world's best customer service, so they'll walk you through it. They'll answer all your questions as well if you want to call 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. But if you can go online, no, man. Yeah, it's a repository. Not only great products, but great information about radio, including the CC Wi-Fi 3. Check it out at ccradio.com, ccradio.com. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
Tried everybody from A to Z. You got me slow, dear, and baby, you are for me.
Baby, you're for me.
And now the searching is over.
The searching is over.
The searching is all over.
The searching is over.
And my poor heart is free right now. I said that I'm so glad I'm free. I found you, and baby, you are for me.
Baby, you're for me.
I'm more than searching now. Hello to happiness. Goodbye to loneliness. And baby, you are for me. I wonder would you wait a minute. I want to tell you something here. I said I feel all right, and I wonder if you feel all right. Would you just let me know about letting me hear you saying that the searching is over?
The searching is over.
I said it's all over right here. Because I found a love.
The searching is over.
And I don't want no other. I found a love.
The searching is over.
To love me all night. I found a love. To love me right.
Yes, you can name a record by him. This isn't it, of course. Who is he? 888-876-5593. 1962, I'd give you a label, but even though the label did release a lot of records, I don't think you can name any other artist on them. So we're going to leave the label aside for the moment and let you guess on that. So 888-876-5593. Billy Bob is in Bourbonnais, and so he's been hanging on since before the show started, wanting advertising. How you doing, Billy Bob?
Hey, 87th time caller.
How about that?
Hey, thanks for playing Just One Look by Dorsey there last Tuesday, right before the news at 10:30.
My pleasure.
You didn't give me credit for it. You said somebody else's name, but I appreciate it.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And you've got
and
more
one
for
quick,
me. You
have
more for me, I can tell.
Request, if you will, please.
Yes, what is it?
I want Jackie Brenston in the Delta Cats Rocket 88.
Oh, Jackie Brenston. Yeah, okay. Okay, you betcha. Yeah, Brenston. All right.
And then this week I want to throw a reverse wobbler dobbler. Instead of you asking me the question, I want to ask your radio audience a question.
Oh.
I want to give them a verbal hit for advertising and see if they can get it. And you'll probably know it, but if you don't, you can put me on hold and I can tell John the answer. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here goes the audio hit. Wait a minute.
Yeah. If you say so. I got nothing on that.
Well, somebody will get it, I bet.
Okay.
If you want to put me on hold with John,
yep,
then I'll tell him the answer.
And when we're done, we'll do that.
Yeah, what the company is or what the product was.
Okay, just sounds
maybe
like
a little. Hello, I'm Little Oscar. Maybe that'll help.
Okay. All right. And you want a slogan? It's easy.
Well, if you still want to do that, that'd be fine.
Okay, don't be a pale face.
Well, I struck out. Disaster is struck. Is not naturally. I give up.
Oh, man. Coppertone.
Yeah. Okay. No, it just doesn't click with me.
All right. Well, hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Thank
you. That's the deal there. Well, I don't know. That's a commercial. Yeah, like I said, it sounds like a EAS test gone bad. All right, so 888-876-5593. Oh, Scott in Oklahoma is going to guess on my question. And you know it's going away at the end of the night. Statistics from 20 years ago show that well over a million children had this in common. What? All right, Scott, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening. How are you?
I can't complain. How about yourself?
We don't want to go down that long road.
Yeah, boy.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, my guesses for your question are dyslexia?
Nope.
Left-handed?
Nope.
And dwarfism?
Nope.
Nope. That's all I got.
Nice guesses. Thanks for trying. I appreciate it, Scott.
Thank you, nice lady. Have a good evening.
You too. So there you have that. Now, before the news, I got time to do at least one more, I do believe, and that is going to be, let's see here, Shane on the road. So, Shane, where are you taking me tonight?
I'm on my way up to Milwaukee to get my second load of the night.
All right. Well, it's a reasonable night for that. I'll take it. Okay.
Yeah, it's a nice night out.
So you want MASH multiple choice. And
yes.
Here is what I want to know. Before becoming the 4077th chaplain, what sport did Father Mulcahy excel in? Was it baseball, darts, boxing, or swimming?
Boxing.
Absolutely right. We have a winner. All right. Hang on.
All right.
Go away. So very good. That's the way we do it. Now, I must ask him a question that I knew nobody could get, but I was kinder than that. Oh, let's see. Robert in LaGrange is guessing on a bumper. So, Robert, what'd you hear you know?
I'd like to take a guess just on the artist. Would that be Brooke Benton?
No, but this guy is often mistaken for him.
Oh, boy. Wow. Okay.
You think about it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Yeah, I think he probably would have had a better career if he didn't sound a lot like Brooke Benton. Even in his big, big hit sounds just like Brooke Benton. So let's see. We did Shane. We're going to do John in Covington. Oh, yeah, I think I've got time to squeeze this in before the news. So, John, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Rowley. That man hurt my ears with that whistle.
I know. You have no idea. I keep my headphones at about a million decibels. Oh, man. All right. Instant headache. Okay, so... Now, All in the Family, 1971 and 1979, was originally titled something else. And actually, Archie, his last name for this show, was part of the title. So he was going to be Archie who, and what was the name of the show?
I believe the name of the show is going to be Till Death Do Us Part.
No.
No? Well, I don't know. You got me.
The name of the show was Justice for All, and the character Archie played would be Archie Justice.
Oh, I would have never got it. I'll try again next week. Thanks, Raleigh.
All right, thanks for trying. Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we'll find out what's going on in the world at large. I only got to Lindy with a guest and Debbie with a guest and plenty of room for you two on WGN Radio.
To have, yeah, I knew I'd see.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is she? And oh yeah, she had a very big hit. Not this one. This was 1964. It was on TCF, which at first blush you'd say, what kind of label is that? Well, it stood for a 20th Century Fox, and it was kind of a label when they didn't know what they were doing. And not for very long, mind you, but yes, so that was a fine TCF record. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And, oh, let's see, what are we doing here? I believe that, oh, Naoto. Naoto's in Japan, and he's got a cold. All right, Naoto, sorry to hear about the cold.
Yeah, sorry for my voice, but thank you for warning, you know.
Well, since you've got a cold, I think we should actually kind of turn the tables on Myers-Briggs type. Usually we're talking about their psychological qualities, but in this case, we're going to talk about their physical qualities. And this type is often considered to be the most physically strong, athletic, and in tune with their body. What type is it?
Oh, maybe... ISTJ.
ESTP.
Okay.
All right, feel better.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, bye. All right. Oh, poor Naoto. I can hear that cold. That doesn't sound good at all. All right, so let's see. What are we? Oh, Billy Bob's question. We have some takers. Good. We're never going to play it again. My ears will not recover. Lindy in Tinley Park, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you. Actually, it's Linda. I just can't speak my name this evening.
Well, very, very good. All right, Linda. Well, good to have you either way.
You can call me Linda if you like. Lindy, if you like. My grandmother used to call me that.
Oh, man. No, we'll stick with Linda. All right.
Thank
you. So what do you think?
I think it's Oscar Mayer.
It is Oscar Mayer. You're absolutely right.
That sounded like the little Oscar Mayer wiener whistle that they used to give away, a tiny little immature hot dog.
Oh, God.
And it had a couple of holes in it that you could play it, kind of, with different tones.
Parents must have loved it.
All right.
Well, you remember, and did you have one, by the way?
I did for a long time. I don't have it anymore, but I did.
Well, it would be all frequency now anyway. They were plastic. But nonetheless, that's wonderful. It just made you winner. Of course, the prizes are worthless. It takes forever to get something. Eventually, you get a certificate you will like and something else you don't want. But hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you so much.
Right,
it was fun.
Appreciate it. All right. And that's something else you don't want, maybe a 45 RPM or an 8-track or, a VHS tape, something, something you probably have absolutely no way to play. All right. So, but Lindy's absolutely right. So we put her on hold, and we'll have John confirm that address. Karen, meanwhile, is going to take a guess on our bumper. So, Karen, what did you hear
Hi, that first bumper? I thought that was Lee Dorsey.
Not Lee Dorsey.
No. Nope. I'm wrong. Can I take a guess at the trivia?
I hope so.
I'm guessing autism?
Nope.
Polio?
Nope.
Smallpox? Chickenpox.
Let me take you out of your misery and say it is nothing concerning a physical condition.
Oh, it is not. Okay, well, thank you anyway.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so, yes, that is... statistics from 20 years ago show that well over a million American children had this in common. What? And it is nothing to do with any physical malady or attribute of any sort. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Debbie in Waukesha. Ah, so you knew Billy Bob's question too, huh?
I sure did.
I appreciate you calling. Do it again.
Okay,
thanks. Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, so there you are. Everybody knows I do not. The only whistles I remember from stuff is, and I've mentioned this before, Cap'n Crunch cereal, and it was the 60s. Oh, man. I'll never eat that stuff again because I bought cases of it because they gave away whistles that whistled 2,600 cycles. And if you're a phone freak, you know exactly what that means. That's right. Whistle your way to free calls. Oh, man, it was great. Except... they were plastic, so they didn't stay on frequency forever. So I had to make sure that I'd have enough of them. Yeah. Oh, God. So, yes, the Captain Crunch 2600 cycle whistle. So 888-876-5593. So, yeah, statistics from 20 years ago show that well over a million American children had this in common. It has nothing to do with physicality. We got another bumper stumper coming up. And remember, you can have your own category. Sky's the limit on that. We can do 5x5, or you can pick anything that you know something about that maybe the rest of us don't. All that and more coming up on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Why didn't you tell me where you went last night? I saw you strolling in the pale moonlight. When he tried to kiss you and y'all leaned up against that tree.
That wasn't the tree. Oh, there was me.
I heard him ask to kiss you one more time, but there was something made him change his mind. When he got stung by that bumblebee,
there wasn't a bee. Oh, there was me.
You may not believe it, but it's a fact. You would have found out if you had a look back. I was on your track like a one-legged cat, trying to climb up on a tin roof shack. I saw you sitting there for hours alone. All of a sudden, then you both rushed home. When you heard the town clock striking three,
it wasn't three, oh, there was me. Oh, there was me.
I know your father must be almost wild.
It's WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? Well, they have in common with everybody else you've been playing. 1959 on Old Town. Yes, indeed. A fine label, don't you know? Now, we've got Fran and Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. This is just a guess, so I'm not as sure as I usually am. But I think you played Claudine Clark.
I did. I absolutely did. Foxy by Claudine Clark. Yes.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure because I've never heard that song, of course. And Gary said, no, it's not. And I said, yes, it is. Ha ha, Gary.
That's anyway. Right. You're absolutely right. Yes, indeed. All right. You still want lyrics?
It's up to you. If you have, you know, if you've got a full board, I'll wait. But since I already won, I don't really need anything for lyrics. But if you want to give them to me, I'll take them.
Okay. You ain't going to do what you did before. I ain't going to be around anymore.
It's not coming to me.
I made up my mind what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out and find somebody new.
Oh, I've heard this recently, darn it.
Yeah.
I think I might have heard it on Johnny's show. I'm not sure.
Really?
I am. Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe not. I don't know. I heard it recently, but I am not coming up with it. So, lay it on. Oh, is that, God, I know her, but I can't think of her name. You don't own me, blah, blah. No, it's not the same one.
You would not know her for any other song, I don't think.
I give up.
All right, Bernadette Carroll.
Oh, you're right. I wouldn't know.
Right.
I don't even recognize that name.
Yeah, Bernadette Carroll and her lone hit Party Girl. Yes, indeed.
Oh, I know I've heard it before, but I just could not come up with the name.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was just doing it for fun.
Well, so. What's interesting is she joined with Barbara Albert and Jigs Albert and Linda Malzone. I probably don't have to tell you, but they were the Starlets then, long before they decided they would be the Angels. Carol made her first solo recording and left, but of course the Angels went on to hit. Ernie Maresca produced Party Girl, and it was a national hit. And as far as the backup singers, Peggy Santiglia was a backup singer for that. And a number of others as well. So yeah, that was it. Party Girl.
Okay. Now, you know. At least I got the artist right on the other one. So
yes, you absolutely did. So hang on, don't go away. You are a winner. All right, good deal. Absolutely right. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Mike in Winfield. Going to take a guess on the trivia question I threw out.
Yes, ma'am. I got to. I want to say a song too.
Oh, okay.
In a minute.
Okay.
My great grandmother was full blooded Cherokee. She lived in a teepee in Tennessee.
Okay.
And I like to get Cherokee people with Mark Lindsay.
Oh, do you want that, or do you want the original Don Farden?
No, with Mark Lindsay's good. Okay. If I could get that.
Yeah, that's the remake.
And I got couple answers. I would think. I don't think it's anything about people are having disease or anything.
It's not.
I'm going to say fathers or parents.
Nice guess. That's. I mean, they each have parents, obviously. So if you want to go.
Well, they never. You know, they live. They're not with their parents. They don't have a father and like something like that. I was thinking, but like you know.
Oh, like single-parent households. That's not it, but that's a great guess.
No, thank you very much.
All right, if you think of something else, call me back.
Okay, just give me my Cherokee people.
Okay,
When you get time.
You will hear it, not tonight because it's trivia, but it by the way, it's called Indian Reservation, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sorry.
I know the song, and we'll do the Mark Lindsay, Paul Revere, and the Raiders version rather than the original Don Farden. We will do that for you.
Yeah, that'd be...
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye. Bye. All right, so sure, happy to do that. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine, particularly if it's trivia tonight. That's kind of what we do Monday night. It replays on Friday night. So if for some reason you're listening to this on Friday night and you're calling in and you're saying no one ever answers the phone, that's because we're not there. It's Monday night that we're live. Every Monday night, sports willing, that's 10 to 1 Central Time. Now, speaking of sports willing, let me pull up the schedule here because we've got some interruptions coming up. But we do have another 2 hours of trivia, and your participation is beyond encouraged. That's right. I'd drag you to the phone if I could. But let's see for the dates for what we're doing here. And usually it's a surprise to me, too. But we can tell you. I know next Monday is kind of a wash, but I'll get to that. So tomorrow, we're on after Blackhawks. So expect us to lose about an hour and start about 11 o'clock on Tuesday, the 31st of March. April Fool's Day is a full show. But then Thursday, April 2nd, probably we'll have half a show. I'd say about 11:30 Central Time because of Blackhawks. That's the deal. And for Friday, it'll be a full replay of this, don't you know? Now, next Monday, April 6th, here is the deal. Chicago Blackhawks, but they're in San Jose. And so, therefore, you'll have about a half hour of me next Monday, which means we probably won't be doing trivia, at least not in the sense we usually do it. But I'll try to come up with something interesting nonetheless. Now, let's see what else after Monday. Tuesday, whole show. Blackhawks early or something. All right, then Wednesday, whole show. This is of next week, not this week. But Thursday after the Blackhawks, so expect us to lose an hour. So that's the deal. That's what's coming up. Mark your calendars accordingly. But for now, we've got 2 more hours of trivia. And you know the deal. If I ask the questions, it's just not good form if I answer them. So this is the one night that we need your participation. And so our question, which will be revealed at the end of the final hour of the show tonight, Statistics from 20 years ago show that well over a million American children had this in common. What? And our single-person household is probably the closest, a lot closer than anybody who was guessing on diseases or conditions. So, but that wasn't it. But so I don't want to lead you astray, but I will say that it is certainly more in the family, so to speak, than any of the other guesses. So that's mine. But otherwise, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that. Everybody knows something about something. That's the way it works. And so pick your category, and we'll come up with a question. Or do 5 by 5. Yes, five common questions. You got to get 4 out of 5 to be right, but you probably can. And so we got a new hot group of questions too. Thank you. And so we'll do that. And then write the bumper stumpers. And there is a theme, and you should recognize all these people. I don't know. You should. All right. So, we already know that one of them was Claudine Clark. Yeah, the Party Lights girl doing Foxy. So there'll be another bumper stumper right after the news. Now, other than that, looking for things of interest to talk about while I am waiting for your call. No, I'd rather talk to Karen actually in Madison. We can do some 5 by 5. That'll be more fun. All right. So, Karen, welcome back to WGN Radio. Karen.
Well, are landlines safe? I just saw the worst lightning bolts ever.
Really?
Oh, very scary. So, yeah, I'll do. And I also wanted to, I know it's been a while, but I wanted to thank you and Gary, too, for helping me out when I didn't know IP address.
Oh, good.
I got rid of it, you know, not that it fixed other things, but it was very kind of you to help me out there.
Oh, sure, glad it worked out.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna do a little 5 by 5, are we?
Yeah, I'll just try that. I'm, you know, memory is
all
kind of sliding.
All right. What does FBI stand for?
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Absolutely. Who was the first Playboy centerfold?
Mm.
Famous.
Oh. Jane Fonda? I don't know if she did that.
No.
But,
well, she would have been too young. Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, I should have, you know.
Yeah.
I guess I need to think.
What is the most popular ice cream flavor?
French vanilla?
Yeah, vanilla. I'll take it. Okay.
Vanilla, I guess.
All right. Who replaced Oswald the Lucky Rabbit and Mortimer Mouse in the comics?
I never heard of either of those.
Well, that's okay, but you've heard of this person, very famous comic figure replacing Oswald the Lucky Rabbit and Mortimer Mouse.
Okay. Oh.
You can do this.
So, Bugs Bunny, let's see. Let me back up a minute. Can you say it one more time?
Yes. Who replaced Mortimer Mouse and Oswald the Lucky Rabbit?
Lucky the Rabbit.
News awaits. Take your guess.
I better hurry because, yeah, news awaits and we don't have all the Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd.
Mickey Mouse.
I was going to say that.
Oh, man, see, next time go with your gut. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later,
okay.
Karen. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, and now.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
As far as that news on WGN Radio.
I made up my mind, gonna play the field, cause the car was stacked.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who are they? And yeah, you can certainly, you know who they are. Yeah, not the song perhaps, but I won't give you a label either because that may be too much of a giveaway. All right, so 888-876-5593. That's your fourth bumper's number. There is a theme as well, and no takers so far on either of those. Our straggler question goes away at the end of next hour, and that is statistics from 20 years ago show that, at the time, well over a million American children had this in common. What? It has nothing to do with anything physical. All right, so 888-876-5593. Ah, Gary in Austin wants radio trivia. All right, Gary.
Well, hey, Raleigh.
How's it going?
Hanging in.
All right. By the end of the 40s, you could hear black targeted programming across America, in some cases even full-time on radio stations. Yeah, that's nice, though. What was the first radio station owned by African Americans?
Oh, wow.
And it was 1949.
I was thinking
October 3rd, 1949, to be exact.
Yeah, 6 years before Fran's birthday. But I know that, I think that the WJPC was owned by Black Enterprise Magazine, but I think that was a few decades later.
Yes, it was.
I don't think it was WDIA.
No, but interestingly, you mentioned DIA in Memphis because they were probably, arguably, the first full-time station, you know, aiming right at African-Americans, but they were white-owned.
Yeah. I read an article about them a few years ago about their beginnings and stuff. It's pretty interesting. Ooh. Maybe WLIB, maybe.
Nope. You ready?
Yeah.
WERD 860 Atlanta.
Oh.
Now, what's really it was a daytimer. What's really sad about this is it went dark in June of 2024. And the reason it went dark is Beasley had owned it at that point. And the tower site was 17 acres or something like that. And they sold it to the Toll Brothers for housing. And so the station at that time was Spanish or something, probably LM8, I don't know. But the from what I understand, the original building is still there, and they're going to do some kind of a museum there.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I sure hope so.
Sorry to see him go, but so many AMs are going that way. The land's more valuable than the station.
Of course. And especially if there's anything directional about it, though. I don't know if ERD, like I said, was a daytimer. I don't know how many sticks it had back in the day. But the person who bought it was Jesse Blayton Sr. He paid $50,000. He was a bank president, and he was a professor at Atlanta University. And he immediately changed the format to, quote-unquote, black appeal and hired his son as station manager. But I'll tell you, Jack Gibson, you know, God, Jack the Rapper, was hired in 51, and that's probably where he really started his reign of fame, so to speak.
Wow.
So, it was.
I knew about WAOK there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Who their competition was.
Yeah, no, ERD, a daytimer. And, well, of course, with AOK, you also had Wake had changed to WEGO, and that was black as well, soul, you know, as well. So there was a lot going on. But the station was in the Prince Hall Masonic Temple. And from what I understand, that facility is still there, and they're going to do some kind of a museum about it. And at the time it was there, it was like one of the wealthiest black neighborhoods in America. So it was also the headquarters for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, which of course few people remember that name, but they do remember that it was led by Martin Luther King.
Right.
So,
and then later on Ralph Abernathy and others.
Right. Yeah, but DIA was absolutely first 24 hours a day, but it was white owned. And Blayton owned it till about 68, and then Ken Knight, who'd been the PD, he was a guy from Florida, had purchased it, and also he took the call sign to Jacksonville. and changed a station there and operated it till he died. So that was the deal. From what I understand, they renamed the street, the Jacksonville WERD, to WERD Radio Drive, and it's still there today. So yeah, a lot of fun stuff.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
All right.
Fascinating.
Well, you you are not a winner, but you got me.
I'm not a winner.
But you got me to ask a great question. So as far as I'm concerned, you're a winner, and thank you.
Yeah. Well, I learned from it, so that's cool.
Yeah, me too. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Yeah, I'll tell you when they sold it to Toll Brothers, man, it was a stake in my heart. As far as that goes, not, you know, of course, that's emotional on a business sense. Yeah, I fully get that. But on an emotional sense, oh, man. All right. We'll be talking to Andrew in Los Angeles. More New York City radio from the 60s. Oh, we're going to have fun with that. And we'll do Oscars from Alex in Round Lake. And Scott's going to guess more on my trivia question. Yeah. And that is, again, going away next hour. Statistics from 20 years ago show that well over a million American children had this in common. What? It's not physical. All right. And Cheryl and Elgin is going to take some guesses, too. We got Kimberly and Dalton. And there's no room for you right now. That's it. That's right. You're not welcome. You're very welcome, but somebody has to hang up first. So as soon as you hear somebody doing that, in fact, let me free up a line that Gary was on, if I can manage to get the magic twanger to perform. All right. There's a line available for you at 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Someday I'm gonna be happy, and you just wait and see. Some people don't treat a dog, baby, like you do me, yeah. But one day my day will come, and you'll be the lonely one. But until then, I'll suffer. Until then, I'll suffer. Until then, I'll suffer. But one thing I can say, baby, I've been a good woman. I've done everything for you, boy. Now I'm tired of my doings. But one day my day will come.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is she? Yeah, what a fine song on the Jet label, 1971. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Okay, so Scott called back with more guesses on our trivia question. Yeah, statistics from 20 years ago show that well over a million American children had this in common. We've determined it had nothing to do with disease. And let's see what Scott has to say. What do you think, Scott?
Same-sex parents?
Oh, that's close enough. Actually, it's not, but I mean, you're close enough that I'm giving it to you. Over a million...
In vitro.
Well, no.
My other guess was in vitro.
No, you were right. You were closer with your first guess than anyone's going to be, which is why I'm giving it to you. Well over a million children were raised in gay household. Now, in that case, many of them were single parent, not necessarily couples, but nonetheless, well over a million by 2004 were raised in gay households. So we're going to give it to you.
Yay.
All right. Well, of course, the prizes are worthless. Takes forever to get something, but hang on. Don't go away. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. So let's see now. I need a new question is what I need right this minute, actually. Well, let's see. For at least 20 years of the last decade, so we're talking the 1900s, at least 20 years of the 1900s, Japanese prime ministers refused to do this. Refused to do what? All right, for at least 20 years. All right, so that's a fifth of the 1900s. Japanese prime ministers, I ain't doing that. I might do some stuff, but I ain't doing that. All right, so what's the deal? 888-876-5593. Now, Cheryl and Elgin had some guesses, so Cheryl, I'm sorry, was that what you were going to guess? Well, she hung up. Either way, maybe she'll call back on this new one. Wouldn't that be lovely? All right, so now, Andrew, who we met last week in Los Angeles, wants New York radio history. All right, Andrew, how are you? You with me, Andrew?
Hello?
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you loud
okay,
and clear.
Great.
All right,
okay.
we've been talking about African American programming. So, what was the libido of Harlem?
WLIV.
Absolutely right. And I won't bother. Right. I won't bother to ask you when they went black, but in case you're curious, the Novick brothers bought it. They were garment guys, New York okay. Jewish garment guys, and originally they were targeting ethnic programming in general, like a Jewish hour and an Italian hour or whatever. But after a while, they realized, oh my God, if we just service the African American community, we're in clover, and so it became the Harlem Radio Center, and they hired Hal Jackson, who of course later went on to run Inner City and all that kind of stuff, and so yeah. Yeah. Now, sadly, as you know, or probably know, Inner City bought it. Do you know why?
No, I do not.
They bought it so that they had also bought WoWo in Fort Wayne. Does this make sense to you now?
Okay. Right.
Okay. And they're both at 1190.
So what if they shut it off? Did they buy it?
What they did was they bought WoWo to lower the power so LIB could have nighttime authority.
Really?
Yep.
And that wasn't 50,000, was it?
Oh, well, yes. WoWo had been 50,000. Yes. Absolutely
right.
Had been. Yeah. Directionally.
No.
Absolutely not. Right. But it got them the nighttime power. So that's why they did. They have, it's directional, but they got about 30,000 watts at night, and they got about 10,000 in the day. Now, that's where they are at this time. But yeah, that's why they bought WoWo. So yes, you know your New York. In fact, when they got their nighttime authority, they're a new clear channel. Well, not exactly, but okay. Right.
I think LIB was a station that had like everything, Polish hours, and
that was it.
One in New York that
That was exactly.
You never know what language you were going to hear.
That was exactly it. That was the Novick brothers. Right. But then at some point they said, you know, the money is in targeting it, and that's what they did. But originally, when the frequency signed on long before either of us were a thought in anybody's mind in 1926. Right. They were licensed to Brooklyn. And it was interesting because at that time, it was a different city of license. And so then 28, they changed to a Long Beach license and all that. But eventually 41 codified everything, got them the 1190 position, all that.
Was that the first black radio station in New York?
In New York?
WOV?
You know, I'm gonna have to look that up. That's a
right,
great question.
But don't ask
question.
Me that question next week.
No, I won't.
I think it was WOV.
Yeah,
I think it was WOV.
I tend to think that, too. And sometimes it's hazy. What I want to find out is when did WOV go full-time? Because that's the key. I'll find out. That's a great question. But you're right, so we'll add to your stash that will take you the rest of your life to eventually get. Don't go away.
I do check the mail every day.
Well, no, don't. Well, please don't.
I'm joking with you.
Oh, my God. We haven't done a mailing in almost 4 years. What happened?
Oh, you know what? I'll walk slow.
Yeah, right. That's great. Oh, yes, precisely. Walk very slow. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
That's great. I'll walk slow. I love that. Yeah. Well, of course, you know, John had a hemorrhagic stroke, and it's a wonder he's even with us. So, needless to say, this got put on the back burner, but we'll get to it. But, yeah. And, of course, LIB spawned a lot of interesting personalities, Frankie Crocker and so much more. So we'll get to Oscars trivia with Alex in Round Lake. Seinfeld trivia, that's a standard with Jeff in Homewood. And Kimberly and Dalton has a song question. And I've got another bumper stumper coming up, too. Yeah. Oh, man. And, you know, somebody's going to know this next one, I'm pretty sure. John D. Loudermilk wrote it, which explains so much, don't you think? And so now we got our new question. For at least 20 years of the last decade, you know, the 1900s, Japanese prime ministers refused to do this. Refused to do what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Last night I was getting my homework up and listening to my radio. I was kind of sleepy but was writing my theme while I was digging my DJ show. It was top 40 news and weather and sports, and I was writing on current affairs. Next morning when I got up to read my theme, you should have seen all the classmates stare. Cause I had a new mumba, a doing the rumba to the tune of the Blue Tango. I had a bum on all the snowman hunters, bringing in Fidel Castro. I had President Ike up at the mic, singing a long song tonight. I had the UN lost in a snow out west, and a cruise chef squealing, you talk too much. And there was a Brenda Lee running track for state, and there was Kennedy giving a station break, and the guys down at Canaveral were shoveling snow.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday Night Trivia, and we've got a question here. Or you can have your own category, too. And I've got a quasi-answer on WOV, but I'll get that. So for at least 20 years, the last decade, the 1900s, Japanese prime ministers refused to do this. Refused to do what? All right, so now, okay, so I decided, well, when did WOV go full-time? Now, the answer is that I'm not sure they ever did, which is fascinating to all black programming is what we're talking about. Of course, WOV had been all over the place, and then in 1941 in the NARBA, the agreement that put everything on different frequencies, they were moved to 1130, but then they swapped frequencies with WNEW, and they got the 1280, and that was like 42 or so, and thereabouts. And so I'm looking, where is the deal? I find Jocko Henderson in 54. That's when he was simulcasting the Rocket Ship Show in Philadelphia and in New York. All right, so I'm looking. Then Bartel bought them, the Bartel brothers, you know, out of Milwaukee, bought them in 59. I should say Bartel brothers. There was a sister too, Rosa, but anyway, the Bartel family. All right, when they bought it, and they change the call letters, as you probably remember, if you're into this stuff, to WADO. All right, here is the deal. When they bought it, it was still largely block programmed. There was Top 40, there was R&B music at night, there was Italian programming. By 62, Spanish on the weekends, and of course, within a year, about the only time you'd hear English on WADO was on Sunday morning on the, you know, God Squad hours, and they were completely in Spanish by 64. But so, if they were still blocked in 59 when Bartel brought them, I'm not sure they ever did what WLIB, the Libido of Harlem, did. So that's my answer, and I'm stuck with it. If you know more, tell me. All right, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Okay, so we've got Mark in Aurora, and Mark likes his original Star Trek series. So, Mark, all right. So
I want to thank Fran and Donovan for their feedback last week. You know, I was once a double major in lit and psychology, and my academic advisor for psychology also happened to be a specialist in hypnosis, and he thought that he could help me, but he decided that he wanted to teach only undergraduates. So he went back to Hamilton, Ontario, to Redeemer College. And I may have said all this last week, but I narrowly missed the chance to go under his therapy. And he thought he could help me with the anxiety that gets in the way of memorization.
Interesting. All right. Okay. So you want an original Star Trek question.
Yeah. I hope I don't blow it like I did last week.
Oh, probably won't. We'll talk about Bones McCoy, Dr. McCoy, who frequently uttered the phrase, "I'm a doctor, not a professor." Okay, in the original Star Trek. All right. Well, there was another very popular cultural catchphrase that a lot of people thought was in the television series, but it turned out it was only in the movies. What is it?
Oh.
It's very well known. In fact, John just got a T-shirt with it on it. I just noticed that the other day.
Is it a popular catchphrase that completes "I'm a doctor, not a"?
Yeah, no, it has nothing to do with that, but it's a very popular catchphrase. There's only three words.
Well, at the end of the first movie, Captain Kirk navigates the ship by saying "that-a-way."
Okay, that's not it.
No, then I don't know.
Well, the popular catchphrase used in the movies but not on the television show, and the reason was, of course, because it was television. Damn it, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn it, Jim.
I do remember that now that you mention it.
There you are. Okay,
well,
good. Good.
We're going to try next week.
And I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.
Bye.
Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593. And what are we going to do here? Let's see. Oh, Naoto called back. Well, since I'm asking about these Japanese prime ministers, Naoto, what do you think?
Yeah, like you mean, like all of them refuse to do this, or like some of them, or like, you know, most of them?
Well, I would not think it's all of them. I would think it was some of them, and there was a very specific reason they refused.
Well, only thing came to my mind is like visiting Yasukuni Shrine or something like that.
No.
No? Oh? Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, good. All right. Well, you can think about it. It's out there. I'm stunned by the answer myself. But you'll find out if you think of something else. Call me back.
All right. I'll keep thinking.
Okay.
And
thanks.
Call you back then.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Thank you.
Okay. Feel better. All right. So, yes, Japanese prime ministers for at least 20 years, the last decade. So, obviously, that's not all of them, but that's some of them. They absolutely refused to do this. They said, "I'm not doing that." And I would say it was a personal reason, but I don't want to say that because, of course, then it sends you down the path that probably is the road to ruin. I don't know. It gets ugly all the way around. So, we'll talk to Alex in Round Lake. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, hi, Riley. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. What I want to know, only one Best Picture won with zero other nominations. What was it?
Wow. Hang on. With zero nominations?
Zero other nominations, yes. One for Best Picture.
Oh. So, one for Best Picture. Oh, Ordinary People?
Grand Hotel, 1932.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I take a try at your Japanese Prime Minister?
God, I hope so. What do you got?
Guilt over...
Guilt over nothing. All right, go in another direction.
Guilt over Pearl Harbor.
Nope.
That's my guess.
Nope.
They
refused to do this. It's something specific they wouldn't do. They were asked to do it, and they said, "I'm not doing that." All right. And I consider,
I don't know.
I consider it personal. I don't consider it to be governmental. But, man, they roundly said, "No way, Jose."
Women voters?
Nope.
All right. I have no idea.
Well, if you think of something, call me back.
All right.
Okay, thanks. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. All right. Oh, good. Mike in Elmwood Park is guessing on a bumper. What do you know, Mike?
Yes, that would be Gene Pitney, would it?
I never played any Gene Pitney.
Sure sounded like him.
Which one, on Top 40 News, Weather, and Sports?
This last one.
Yeah, that would have been... Nope, not even close.
Okay.
All right, thanks for trying. All right, but the guy probably would be impressed that he was confused for Gene Pitney, but no. And yeah, he did have a big hit. That wasn't it. That's the whole idea, don't you know? All right, so we'll be doing some... Gary in Austin, he knows. All right, so Gary, who was it?
I believe it was Mark Denning.
Of course it was Mark Denning, yes. 1961 on MGM.
One of my favorite childhood songs. I just loved that song when I was a kid.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's J.D. Loudermilk at his best.
Absolutely.
And it didn't get much airplay, but of course, Teen Angel forever marked him, I'm afraid. All right.
Yeah, I remember hearing it quite a bit, but, you know, maybe it's just selective memory.
Well, you know, I mean, the other thing is some stations do, some stations don't. You know how that is. So,
yeah.
You know, yeah, I would assume true. That would have been a K-Box record.
It was,
That's what I would figure. So, sure, why not? All right.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. You're a winner,
great.
As we know. Don't
hey,
go
great,
away.
Thanks.
All right. So we add to Gary's stash there. He's absolutely right. So, yes, that was Mark Denning. That's the first bumper we've gotten. I expect at some time we're going to hear from Stan, who knows them all. No, well, in a lot of them anyway. Count on that. He'll know the next one, that's for sure. So, 888-876-5593. Oh, a little 5x5. Oh, I love it. So, Paul, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. So... where was the monkey's last train going?
The last train to Clarksville.
Yes. What product boasted a little dabble, do you?
Brill cream?
Absolutely. What is a baker's dozen?
13.
What is the only U.S. state that begins with two vowels?
Iowa?
Yes, absolutely. That's really good. All right, you just need to get one more. What is the name of B.B. King?
Oh, I got four. I got four,
oh,
right?
Well, you're right. You got four. You won. What am I saying? Yeah. Very good. Very good. You got four. You four out of five. You're a winner. Excellent. Good deal.
Thank
All
you.
All right, Paul, don't go away. Stay right where you are. All right. So, we thank Laura and Lisa for these questions. Couldn't do it without them. It makes my life so much easier. They have no idea. So we put Paul on hold here, if I can do that. And, yes. All right. Success. Kimberly and Dalton's got a music question. All right, Kimberly, welcome back to WGN Radio. How you doing, and how's Gene?
Oh, pretty good. Well, we're a little under the weather, but doctoring, so, you know, hopefully we're going along.
Okay.
But I have a question because it's been driving me nuts. On and off, I look for this song. I know a couple lines if I didn't reverse them, and I have some melody in my head, but I cannot find it anywhere I try to look up.
Uh-oh.
So here goes. So I laughed a little too hard, and I cried a little too much. And is that familiar to you at all, the melody?
Yeah. No, the melody, I don't know, but the lines sound very, very familiar.
I know. Even my mother said she remembers something about it, but I cannot find it.
Right.
I can't find it by the melody place. I can't find it by the words.
Right, because when you search it, probably that Gene Pitney comes up a lot, and it's not that.
Yeah, and the Mercer Henderson from 2023, which is...
Oh, no, that wouldn't matter.
I think a woman did it in my head.
Yeah.
And when I think of the rest of the melody, I know. I think a woman's voice comes from like that. I have no idea.
Oh, man. Oh, that's just horrible, because it does sound...
I know. It's okay. Maybe somewhere along the line, an audience member will know it and tell you. Maybe somewhere. I'm just looking for some help. I've always wanted to learn it and know what it was, and I can't find it. So, just asking for help out
there. How old do you think it is?
I'm going to say maybe like somewhere between 60s and 80s, maybe.
Okay, yeah. But it's more of a pop standard sound.
Yeah, even maybe stage. I'm not sure. But I remember it.
There is something that I'm thinking of. There's a song too much. But
just
that's
too much?
Yeah, but that's, and that's got the lyrics in it, but that's not what I'm, I know that's got the lyrics in it, but yeah.
No, I don't think it's the lyric, but the melody, it's the,
right. No, that's, because that, yeah, too much, you that's the one you came across probably from 2024, and it's,
right.
It's got those lines in there, and that, she was Norwegian, but no, that's, it's a great one. I hope that somebody will be listening to this saying, I know that answer.
I know, I hope. And I know a little more melody in my head. I tried that, like, Shazam, too, to hum it more.
Yeah, right.
I can't get it. But at any rate, I appreciate you, Raleigh, and I and my mom sends her love.
Likewise.
And,
likewise.
And I hope somebody out there recognizes it.
Yes, I do, too, because it'll drive me crazy otherwise.
I know.
Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate
it. You and John, take care.
Okay, bye-bye. You too. All right. So, oh, man, that's, it'll drive me crazy. Just what I need. All right, why not? All right, we're going to do Seinfeld with Jeff and World War II planes, I think. Jeff and Beloit. Usually that's Don and Beloit who wants those. We'll see what we can do about some planes coming up on WGN Radio. If you met a girl and they were walking down the street, as you tucked your red arm back used to see, then bust your head and tickle your chin. What would you do? WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? Yeah, I know that. No, we're going to get a winner on that. I do believe, but I think I know. By the way, I thought about this, and it goes back to when I had to play pop standards over and over. I think it's the end of a love affair, and if it is, this is a song that is done. The thing Kimberly wants. This is a song that has been done by everyone and their brother. There's like 300 versions of this from Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra to a lot of females like Joni James or Julie London did a version of it. But I'm pretty sure it's the end of a love affair. We'll hear some of it, and she can tell us if we're right.
So I walk a little too fast, and I drive a little too fast, and I'm reckless, it's true, but what else can you do at the end of a love affair? So I talk a little too much, and I laugh a little too much, and my voice is too loud when I'm out in the crowd, so that people are apt to stare. Do they know, do they care that it's only that I'm lonely and low as can be? And the smile on my face isn't really a smile at all. So I smoke a little too much, and I joke a little too much, and the tunes I request are not always the best, but the ones where the trumpets blare. So I go at a maddening pace.
It's not necessarily the best version of it, but that was Julie London. And, yeah, I think Dinah Shore had one of the first Margaret Whiting did, but it's in there. So I'm pretty sure, and we can have, we can hopefully have Kimberly call us back if it's the end of a love affair. But Carl has an answer. Maybe he's seconding me, or maybe he's got something else entirely going on, and we'll find out on WGN Radio. So what do you think, Carl?
Yeah, well, I was listening to you guys and trying to figure it out. And when I heard her singing, I started laughing because I have it. There's a lady, her name is Laura Fygi, F-Y-G-I.
Okay.
Gorgeous voice. She put out an album called Bewitched.
Okay.
And she sings that. It's
Is it the end of a love affair?
Yes, it is. It's number seven.
Okay.
I have her CD.
So it's the exact same song. Yeah, this is bummed on.
Yeah, she sings this gorgeous voice.
Yeah, like 200 people, like I say. I remember I used to have to play
really?
This late at night. Yeah, Dinah Shore did it, but Frank Sinatra did it, and, you know, Nat King Cole. Yeah, afterwards I thought, I know why I know it. I was stuck playing this every damn night.
Well, I started laughing when I heard it. I said, oh, my God, I've never heard anybody else mention that song, knew I had it.
Yeah, so absolutely.
You might want to look into this album. This is kind of your stuff.
I will look for it.
She sings a lot of different stuff on here.
I will absolutely look for it. Thank you.
Okay, talk to you. Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye. And we'll find out what's going on in the news and be back for another hour of music trivia, and, well, Monday Night Trivia, all sorts, not just music, on WGN Radio.
Take a lesson from a teacher. Come on and sit down. Don't frown. Think about the meaning of the thing called love. Then you got to give a lot and plenty of every day.
Every day, every day.
Hey, that's the way.
Every day, that's the way.
Take a lesson from the teacher. Sit by my side. Have for you every day,
every day, every day.
And that's the way.
Every day, that's the way.
Let me just remind you of that golden rule. Don't give your love to others. Don't you be no fool. Take a lesson from a teacher, right from the start. Give me your heart. Every time you kiss me, baby, count to 10. First you get that feeling, then you do it again. Every day,
every day, every day.
And that's the way.
Every day, that's the way.
Let me just be mine.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So there you are, another bumper stumper. Who are they? And yes, you should know. Absolutely not from this record, but from other things that they recorded, you should. That was 1960 on UA, so who are they? All right, so Kimberly callback. Now we'll find out if that's at the end of a love affair. So Kimberly, is that it?
That is it, Raleigh, and thank you so much. Only regret is I'm going to try to memorize it now, that years ago when I sang on occasion with Buddy Charles at the Drake, that would have been the perfect song to do, and I wish I would have known it then, because that is exactly it. I love it.
Oh, yeah, and like 300 versions of it. I played that Frank Sinatra thing almost every night at KMPC, so when you said the lyrics, I'm like, damn, I know this. Why do I know this? Well, that's why. All right.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
And I checked out the lady that was suggested, whose last name I could never pronounce if my life depended on it, but it was a wonderful, Laura F-Y-G-I, The End of a Love Affair. Very nice version. She was not American. She was, what was she? She was Dutch. And her father was a director at Philips, which is how she got on the label. And her mother was a belly dancer of Egyptian descent. And so that was the deal there. But so So she sings in English, Chinese, French, Portuguese, and Spanish, don't you know? And she's good, so appreciate the tip on her. All right, so 888-876-5593. All right, Don in Beloit, World War II planes. We're going to have Jeff in Beloit, also on World War II planes. So, all right, Don.
Oh, okay. So, hey, I don't think they don't want to use, I'm just guessing here, but no geisha dancing events.
What are we talking about?
The prime minister. Oh, I see.
All right. No, stuff. It has absolutely nothing to do with geisha dancing. Yeah, so for at least 20 years of the last decade, Japanese prime minister refused to do this.
Sumo dance, the sumo wrestling.
No.
Right on fancy helicopters.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to
Hello Kitty. It's not Hello Kitty.
No, there's no Hello Kitty in there. We'll get to a World War II aircraft.
Could I give you three quick requests?
All right. Let me get something for that. Oh, I had something a moment ago. Where'd it go? Oh dear. Still checking. Yes. Okay. What you need?
How about Wrong Number by Aaron Neville Brothers, 1963.
Yeah, okay. What else?
James Brown, I don't care, but I would love to hear Night Train.
Oh, yeah. All right. That, of course, is far from the original.
Right, of course. Yeah. We've done a few of those. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'd really like to play Loretta Lynn, 1970, Loretta Lynn, I Know How.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right. So, yes, you remember the Supermarine Spitfire, of course. And
of course.
For different marks, they had different suffix letters. Which suffix letter denoted a universal wing?
A universal wing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure what that.
With this wing, Spitfires could be adapted in the field to carry a variety of armaments according to mission requirements.
Uh-huh.
And the Universal Wing first appeared in October 1941 on the Mark V, the Mark V Spitfires. But there's.
I'm just going to say the Mark. You didn't have to. I knew it was the Mark V, but okay, the Mark V, yeah.
We,
is that the answer?
No, that's not the answer. We need to know what the letter suffix is that would denote the universal wing.
Oh, like the Mark V something something?
Yeah, the Mark V something. It'd be one letter.
Wow. Well, of course, all these marks are really important because the Mark I, you know, wooden propeller, you know, it just went through the ages, through the 50s and 80s. Raleigh, this is...
I work hard for these. I really do.
Wow. And I love the Spitfire. I mean, this is the strangest question. Is it like the Mark V-E?
That's good. It's the Mark V-C.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there's a lot of fives.
Yes,
five was really important.
That's
right.
And there are a number of letter designations, but for the universal wing, so adaptable in the field, don't you know, it would be the Mark V-C.
Okay. Well, I was close.
There's only 26 letters in the alphabet.
I would have gotten five, but okay. Thank you so much.
All
right. It's cute.
Appreciate it.
Cute stuff.
Okay, all good right, deal. Bye-bye. All right, now let's stay at World War II aircraft for a while. And Jeff in Beloit saying to himself, thank God I didn't get that. Well, it could get worse, Jeff. Welcome to WGN Radio.
You're exactly right, Raleigh. What a tough question.
Yeah, well, here's another one. We all know about the North American P-51D and the P-51K Mustangs. What was the difference between the D and the K?
I'm thinking engine, but I'm not.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
No? All right. You could land one on an aircraft carrier and the other one you couldn't.
One was built in Inglewood, California, and the other was built in Dallas, Texas.
Oh. Well, I had another about your Japanese emperor.
Yeah, what do you think?
I'm thinking that they don't really leave the island that much. They wouldn't want to come to the United States or China.
Nice, but not right.
Okay, the other one, oh, I had a couple ones here, but they were kind of lame. The other ones that they don't drink Tennessee whiskey, Jack Daniels or Jim Beam.
Nope, that's not it.
Nope. Well, I was going to say something about Don's question, the Spitfire. I read a really interesting item about a gal that fixed a problem with the Spitfire. The Spitfire had a problem when it dove after a German aircraft or was forced to go into a dive. The SU carburetor on that particular plane would choke out. The float bowl would lift open, and the plane would flood, or the engine would flood. And I think they had a Merlin motor with a supercharger and an SU carburetor. Oh, there's a gal that was an engineer that was putting she wasn't allowed to be an engineer, but they allowed her to assemble the motors. And they had this problem that kept on coming back, and they were working on this problem. The engineers were all working on it. Well, she figured it out with, like, under a dollar. She put a washer in with a certain orifice that would not allow the fuel to go in there and stall the engine out. And it was phenomenal. She was a mechanic on her Norton English motorcycle, and she got 105 miles an hour out of that. And what she did is, after she jumped protocol and got this washer in, and they figured out what the problem was, she fixed these planes in under an hour for under a dollar. And she went from airport to airport, saving hundreds of lives and these Spitfire aircraft.
Mm.
So I think her last name was Schiffer or something like that. Very, very smart gal with a lot of moxie, you know, and traveling on her motorcycle with these washers, and then she would go and weld them in and show from airfield to airfield how to weld them in.
Hmm.
And saving so many lives on those Spitfires.
All right.
So I was hoping to get that question, but
Boy,
you really got on a model number. That's
yeah, absolutely. All right, well, good deal. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. Let's see. Shall we do some Seinfeld with Jeff in Homewood? Hello, Jeff. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right, and yourself?
Okay, can I make a request?
Oh, sure. Let's get that piece of paper out so we will remember.
I'm going to tell you a funny story. A couple weeks ago, I had you play that Vicky Carr song.
Oh, yes, it must be him. Dear God, let it please be him. Hello, hello.
Well, that night, I fell asleep about 1:30 after the show was over. I woke up at 2:30 in the morning, and that stupid song was playing in my head nonstop.
That's what you get.
So then I tried to get my Alexa to come on, and the internet was down. I couldn't... They want to play something to replace it.
Uh-huh.
So I had to sing a song to myself to get that first song out of my mind. So my request would be Frank and Nancy Sinatra, Something Stupid.
Okay. All right. What else?
That's it. Can you play it after 12:30 one night?
After 12:30. Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's the song that knocked Vicky Carr out of my head.
Good. Well, I don't know. Some people would argue that Something Stupid is worse, but either way, yes. So here is the deal. We're going to talk about Seinfeld here, and we're going to talk about three characters, George, Jerry, and Kramer, and we're going to talk about their clothes. One's clothes were too tight, one's were just right, and the others were too large. Who was who?
I'd say Jerry was just right. Kramer was too large, and George was too tight.
Absolutely right. We have a winner. Yes, it was done to accentuate their personalities. All right, hang on. Don't go away. All right, so there you have that. 888-876-5593. We're going to do some Flintstones multiple choice at some point here before the end of the night with Dave and Northside. And next we're going to get to Ralph in Rockford. Ooh, we're going to do Charts 1958. And I get some requests too coming up on WGN Radio.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on, baby, let's
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? What do they all have in common with each other, too, while we're at it? And, yeah, so far, our only taker was Gary in Austin for Mark Denning. Yeah, top 40 news, weather, and sports. All right, let's see how you do about the rest of them. Before the hour is up, I will reveal all the bumper stumpers. Of course, the question I threw out before, we already got an answer, so we had a winner with the straggler, and we've got a new question. For at least 20 years of the last decade, Japanese prime ministers refused to do this. Refused to do what? Yes, it's personal. It's not political, as far as I know, and anything else like that. So, okay, we've got Ralph in Rockford here. Let's see if the magic twanger will cooperate. It's not for some reason. It was before. What? I don't want to talk to Ralph. Well, I do. All right, here we go. Ralph, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you very much for welcoming me back, and I'm very flattered to be welcomed.
Right. So we're going to do charts.
Well, from just for 1 minute here, from planes to music, of course. But I wanted to, unfortunately, one of my good friends from England died in a Harrier.
Oh.
Yeah, he was a pilot here, and they were practicing all the time. English, of course, were welcome like Americans in Germany.
Uh-huh.
And this Harrier, I tell you one thing, if you ever want to see a plane taking off without any runway, the Harrier does it.
Right, the vertical, the short takeoff, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's unbelievable. But at that time, that was now over 45 years ago, they had some problems with the hydraulic.
Well, sure.
And while landing, while coming down, of course, it took off on him again, and he went up maybe 100 or 200 meters. And at that time, the parachutes were not so sophisticated that even in low altitude you would be saved. So he had to come down from 100 or 200 meters right into concrete, of course. He couldn't survive that.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, his name was Andy. We had a good friendship because we were born, we both had a birthday on the 8th of August.
Oh. Yeah, I'll tell you, that plane is fascinating to watch. There's no computers and no fly-by-wire. I mean, this is absolutely a direct mechanical connection. And that requires ability on the pilots that most pilots don't have. So, it's fascinating. I know they called it the jump jet, and it's notorious difficult to fly.
Oh, yeah, it is very difficult, especially, of course, taking off and landing.
Right.
When it takes off, it just hovers.
Right.
It hovers in the air for maybe a few seconds, and all of a sudden, when this thrust comes in, you can hardly see the plane anymore, but it's gone.
Right.
You know, that amazed me. I went to some shows there because I had entrance to the English officers that liked me because I was some kind of somebody. Because my English was.
Hang on a minute! Don't go away. We got to check out the news, and we'll be back right after that, right here on WGN Radio.
Oh, okay.
There, when me and this bus depart.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. 1967 on Mala, and Dale Hawkins produced it. Who is it? 888-876-5593. And we got Ralph in Rockford. We were just talking about vertical takeoff. And yeah, which, by the way, is fascinating. I'd like to see that F-35B Lightning myself, but I have not been near it.
It was very, I'll tell you one thing, it was very, very impressive to take them, how they take off, but I must also say I was a little scared.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
You know, you just see them, how they just out of, just take off like that and then hover, mm-hmm. and you can see how this heat, the heat builds up.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and then all of a sudden, the plane is gone. You don't even know how it just left a white cloud.
Right. Yeah, it's neat.
Know, that's amazing.
It's neat.
Well,
absolutely.
Anyway, here's the good news from Chicago. You sent us some of your heat, and Chicago set a new heat record today with 80.
And what's going to happen after that?
Well, it's going to stay a little warm, but I think Tuesday night or Wednesday it's going to be another cool breeze that's coming in. So, I mean, it would be very unusual here for have to use air conditioning in March, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, in light of those of the wonderful breeze here, I would have a request. Of course, you don't have to play tonight, of course, because you have other things to do. But it was summer breeze, and the gentleman who was in there, he died on Wednesday.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. See, I think they call him Dash Croft.
Yep. Absolutely. All right.
Season clock, yeah, and he was, he died, I think, in, he was 87.
A life well lived.
Yeah, well lived, and certainly a life with, I think there were buddies from high school with Seals, they're both from Texas, I believe.
Yep, that is true. I think he was from Cisco. I know he died in Austin when he died, but he was from Cisco originally. And,
yeah, I know they were both from Texas, so
yep.
so maybe for today we can dedicate this to Chicago Heat to him, summer breeze.
Yep. And when they they left Texas, you know, they went to L.A. and they joined the Champs, and they were in the Champs from 58 to 65.
The Champs, but I believe, if I remember correctly here, the Champs had a number one hit.
Well, with Tequila, but I'm not sure they were in the group at the time.
I think one was.
Okay.
I think one was, and then the other one that was in there, too, that people are surprised about, that Glenn Campbell was in there.
Oh, yeah, but Glenn Campbell was in everything. I mean, you know, he was a working studio musician, played with the Beach Boys stuff and all that, of course.
Glenn Campbell was somewhat of a country western music genius, as far as I'm
concerned. Well, he was just a great guitarist, and so he did a lot of pop sessions as well.
Yeah, but, I mean, he had a lot of talent, and he was a very nice man, too.
Yeah.
Depends
who you ask as far as that. But I'm pretty sure that neither Dash Cross nor Jim Seals were in it for Tequila. You'll have to check that, but I'm pretty sure that neither of them were.
Well, fine. I mean, you are the one.
Well, no, not really. I mean, I just seem to remember that they came right after that, and that Dave Burgess left, and all sorts of things. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think they knew each other from high school.
Oh yeah, they did.
And they
came to L.A. at the same time. They were. It's just the Tequila was released in the beginning of 58, and they joined, I think, latter 58.
Yeah. Well, okay, now I have the charts here, and you always ask sometimes you ask somebody who says, where were you in August of 1958? Well, I can tell you I was just a little boy in Germany dreaming of American music.
All right. Well, here we go. You ready? Let's see. Week of August 11th. Sounds like a good week. If you want another week, we can pick it, but that's just first thing.
No, we take August 1958.
Yeah, 1958. But as far as...
Remember, One of my favorites was Ricky Nelson, and I think he had a number one.
Yeah, that was the week of August 11th, right? Poor Little Fool.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll go with that. So you know that Ricky Nelson's Poor Little Fool. Number two, Nel Blue de Pinto de Blue.
Oh, that was, I believe that was the first time that after the war that foreign music made it into the top five there, and that was, I think that was Domenico Modugno.
Yep, right. Number three, speaking of foreigners, Patricia.
Oh, yeah, I know if you like Percy Faith, you will like Perez Prado.
Number four, Splish Splash.
Oh, yeah, that was one of my favorites. That's Bobby Darin.
Yeah, supposedly written by Murray the K's mother. Don't believe a word of it, but that's what the...
Okay.
Number five, When.
Oh, yeah, you just talked about them a few weeks ago, the Kalen twins.
Yep. Number six, My True Love on Carlton.
Oh, that was Jack Scott.
Yep. Number seven, Hard-Headed Woman.
That sounds like Elvis.
Number eight, Rebel Rouser.
Again, one of my favorites was Duane Eddy.
Number nine, Willie and the Hand Jive.
I know you like that group. That was the Johnny Otis show.
And number, let's see, that tied at number nine. Oh, this is interesting. Usually I'd say number 10, but it's two-place tie for number nine, Just a Dream. Oh, yeah. On Ace.
Just a Dream. I have to think about that. Just a Dream. I think, oh, yeah, that was almost, wasn't it a one-hit wonder, Jimmy Clanton?
Well, I wouldn't call him a one-hit wonder. Venus in Blue Jeans was pretty big.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, Venus in Blue Jeans.
All right.
Jimmy Clanton, too, yeah, you're right there.
Yep. Well, you did it. You aced the top 10. We'll see how far you get. Number 11 is Yakety Yak.
Yakety Yak. That was Charlie Brown. The Chorus Girls.
Right. Number 12, If Dreams Came True.
Well, that was the one for Pat Boone.
And number 13, Fever. Obviously not the original, not Little Willie John. I wish it was, but it wasn't.
Fever is Meant by Chicks or something. It was Peggy Lee.
Yep. Number 14, Little Star. Unapt.
Unapt, okay, Little Star. That doesn't ring really a bell.
The Elegance.
Yeah, wasn't the Elegance?
Yep, the Elegance, yes.
Yeah.
Probably the only group you can name from Staten Island.
Okay, yeah. Okay, were they really elegant too?
So you did good, though. That was absolutely good.
Yeah.
You got there to number, what was that, number 14. So, all right, well, you're a winner either way. Hang on, we'll confirm that address.
Yeah, well,
all right.
Thank you very much.
Good deal,
and
thanks. Always good to hear from you, Ralph.
Well, thanks a lot. I might call you again. You have a full schedule this week. I might call back again.
I'll count on it. Thank you. All right.
Thank
so, yeah, there is a full... Now, after tonight, for the next, the rest of this week and next week, this will be unscreened radio. John is going away and had an opportunity to do that for 10 days, and I encouraged it. And so off he will go. And, you know, we talked about what would I do. And I said, hell, Art Bell did unscreened radio for years. What the hell? I'll just do unscreened radio. And again, don't forget, we've got interruptions. Tomorrow we'll lose an hour, and then Thursday we'll lose an hour and a half. And next Monday, there'll only be a half-hour show. And then next Thursday, I think after that, we lose an hour. So that's the deal. But the rest of it, I'll be muddling through unscreened. So your participation will be wonderful. So 888-876-5599. Lisa in Dundee is going to guess, I think, on our question. Yeah, good. Our for at least 20 years of the last decades, this is the 1900s, Japanese prime ministers refused to do this. Refused to do what? All right, Lisa in Dundee, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
Is it shake hands?
No, it is not. That's nice, though. And thank you for all the wonderful questions.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, makes my life so much easier.
Well, I love doing it, as you know.
Well, thank you. Yes.
All right. That was my one and only guess.
And a fine one it was, just not right.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. And what are we going to do here? Oh, Marty called back with a bumper guess. Okay, Marty, what'd you hear you know?
I think it's Kenny Rogers in the first edition.
There was no Kenny Rogers whatsoever. All right. You thought for Mr. Bus Driver? No, not even close. All right, thanks.
Okay. Hey, real quick, though, after the four games you just mentioned, I just looked at the schedule for the Blackhawks.
Yes.
There's only 9 games left, but after the 4 you just mentioned, there's only 5 more after that. So.
Okay. Well, the more the merrier as far as I'm concerned. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll do some Flintstones trivia, don't you know. But 5x5 with Stacy from Algonquin will be next. And Steve in Western Springs, 1960s TV trivia. Well, that is a wide berth of information. I'll have to think about that right now on WGN Radio.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my girl and I ain't together. Keep raining all the time. Life is bad. Gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. Keep raining all the time. When she went away, the blues walking in met me. If she goes and stays, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. Everything I do is wrong. Stormy weather since my girl and I ain't together. Keep raining all the time.
When she went away, the blue. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? All right, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and that is your last bumper stumper. So, with that in mind, let's see what we can do here on 5x5 with Stacy. So, Stacy in Algonquin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Raleigh, hi.
All right. How are you doing? Are you with me? Stacy, I heard you say hi. Oh, no. What happened to Stacy?
Raleigh?
Yes, there you are. I don't know. You disappeared.
Can you hear me now?
I do hear you now. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
What is the name of B.B. King's guitar?
B.B. King's guitar?
Yeah. Famous.
I don't know.
Lucille. That's okay. All right. What was the first primetime show featuring a lead black actor?
Was it Sanford and Son?
No, before that it was I Spy. Bill Cosby, I Spy, the 60s.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. I Spy.
Yep. All right. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right. So, nice try, but not. All right. So, 888-876-5593. I had such wonderful Flintstones questions, but they weren't multiple choice. So, I'm looking to see. You like your multiple choices. We'll see what we can do, Dave. I don't know, actually. Truth be known. So, they're much more fun when they're not multiple. Yes, I hear you.
Can I guess on your question?
Yes, please do.
Would it be like frisking a person, searching for a gun or something, or
nope.
A search?
Nope.
All right. Smokey Robinson is coming to tour in concert April, I think, in Chicago, I heard.
That's nice.
I thought you were interested in her, so I thought I'd tell you.
All right, good. Glad he's still performing. All right. Fred has a nightmare that a smart aleck paperboy is going to grow up and marry Pebbles. What's the paperboy's name? Is it Flint? Is it Arnold? Is it Cleve? Is it Bam Bam?
No, it's not the last one.
Right.
It's, like I said before, 9 times out of 10, the answer is B, Arnold.
Yes, it is. It is Arnold. All right. You're a winner. All right. By the way, these are getting boring. I just want you to know. It'd be fun if you didn't need these multiple choices, but what can I tell you? We're going to run out of them soon. Think of something else.
You can give me something that's not multiple choice.
All right. That's what we're going to do as of next week, because these are just boring. So, all right. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. Because there's only so many as far as that goes. So, but Dave was right. And he won fair and square. Prizes are worthless, but he won fair and square. All right, now, Steve in Western Springs, I hope we're going to get there, but before I do, I need to go over, I'm always getting some flack for this, all the bumpers. And you know, it's always on Rolly.net after the show, Rolly.net. I'll be a little late tonight, I got to do some other housekeeping things first, but I will get there. So, okay, the first thing I played, the one that sounds like Brooke Benton, that was Joe Henderson. The Searching is Over, 1962 on Todd. Now, let me pause right there and say the commonality. All of these acts were huge, but all of them were huge for one and only one song each. So the true one-hit wonders, even though some of them might have had some other stuff out, they were known forever for one record. For Joe Henderson, of course, it was Snap Your Fingers. Second we played was Claudine Clark, Foxy, and of course she was known for Party Lights. The Fiestas did That Was Me, 1959 on Old Town, and of course they were known for So Fine. Don and Juan did Potluck, 1962 on Big Top, and they were known for What's Your Name. Barbara Lynn did Until Then, I'll Suffer, 1971 on Jet, and of course known for You're Gonna Lose a Good Thing. Mark Denning, who did Top 40 News, Weather, and Sports, 1961 on MGM, was better known for Teen Angel. Yeah, fine death record. Silhouettes did What Would You Do, 1958 on Junior, and of course they were known for Get a Job. The Falcons did The Teacher, 1960 on UA. Great record, but what they were known for was You're So Fine. The Exciters did I Want You to Be My Boy, 1965 on Roulette, and of course they were known for Tell Him. Bruce Chanel did Mr. Bus Driver, 1967 on Mala, known for Hey Baby. And finally, our Stormy Weather that we just played, that was Phil Phillips, 1959 on Mercury, better known for Sea of Love. So that was the deal on all of the bumper stumpers. And of course, you got the first trivia question, which was, statistics from 20 years ago show that well over a million children had this in common. They were raised in gay households. And now we're saying for at least 20 years of the last decade, the 1900s, Japanese prime ministers refused to do this. Refused to do what? And if you don't get it here in the next 2 minutes, well then, the deal is we save it for next week. So let's see. Jeff in Beloit wants to guess on our trivia question. Let's see if we can give it away. So, all right, Jeff, what do you think?
Well, I'm thinking that they always had, the emperors had samurai swords. So I'm saying brandish a samurai sword.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. All right.
Thank you, Raleigh. Have
all right,
night.
Good deal. Thanks for calling. All right, so 888-876-5593, 1960s TV trivia. Steve in Western Springs going to close it out tonight. How's it going, Steve? We lost Steve? Oh, well, be that way. And I was going to ask him a 1960s TV trivia question. Well, there's always next week. So tomorrow night, we will be delayed an hour. That'll be an 11 o'clock start Central Time, and it will be unscreened radio, to say the least. So anything could happen. Nothing will, of course, but anything could. And I'll look forward, hopefully, to your calls. We thank Adam for screening keeping us on the air. Yeah, without him, you would not be hearing me. Well, you might be on the stream, but not on WGN. We thank John for screening your calls. He did a noble job of that, but as I say, he'll be gone the rest of this week and next week. And most of all, I thank you for calling. That's what makes the show a pleasure to do, so I hope you'll do it again tomorrow night. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.